This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abam. We continue in Mishneh Brura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Dalet, and we are up to Sif Yud Gimel. Siman Dalet speaks about the mitzvah of washing your hands in the morning for tefillah, but the Mechaber really discusses two elements of Netilas Yadayim, the element of washing your hands for tefillah, the Rush and the Rashba. The Rush, again, because your hands are dirty during the course of the night, you probably touch yourself b'makom tinoifes. And the Rashba, because in the morning you're a Bari Chadasha. But then there's another reason, a somewhat of a Kabbalistic reason, that is because of Ruach Ra. During the course of the night, Ruach Ra comes on the hands. So now the question is, what if somebody stayed up the whole night? Do they need to wash their hands in the morning? Do they have to make a bracha? So there are two dimensions of this question. Regarding tefillah, well, I'm not a Bari Chadash, I'm not a new creation. And the whole chshash is maybe I touch myself during the night, but that's when I'm sleeping. I'm up the whole night. So it would seem that for tefillah, you would not have to wash your hands. What about Ruach Ra? Does Ruach Ra only come during sleep, or does it come during the night? Well, it comes during sleep, then maybe even if I sleep during the day, I have to wash Negel Vasar. So that's the discussion of Sif Yud Beis, and the two issues are being discussed in confluence. So it's Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Im Hayo Neir Kalayv, a person was up the whole night. Yesh L'Stapik Im Tzach Lito Yadav Shachris L'Hispalo. There's a suffix whether you need to wash your hands in the morning to daven. Ula have a Ruach Ra Miyadav. And there's a suffix whether you have to wash your hands to remove the Ruach Ra. So what do you do L'Maisa? V'yit L'Lein B'Loi Bracha. You wash them without a bracha. You're going to wash them because Misafik you have to wash, but you're not going to make a bracha because maybe you don't have to wash. Safik Bracha is L'Hakel. So again, there are two dimensions to this question. There's the Rush Rashba dimension and there's the Negel Vasar dimension. So says the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Zayin. Well, fine, very nice. That's if you slept, if I was up the whole night. What if I slept a little bit? Now obviously, most people are not up the whole night. You know, Shavuos night, many people do stay up. So you're up the whole night. The conclusion here is, you wash your hands in the morning without a bracha. Now, I'm not such a big tzaddik. Sometimes, at like 2 or 3, I'll lie down for an hour just to be able to daven. And now the question is, so am I now able to wash my hands with a bracha for the Rush and the Rashba? Well, you would say, according to the Rush, yes, Yadayim Askani Yisim. According to the Rashba, yeah, I'm a Bari Chadasha. And for Negel Vasar, you slept during the night, so you would have to wash. So the Mishneh Berurah says, "Miyashim Itzasa, Lukuleyam Atzach Lito Yadav Abayikur Kedem." Then according to everyone, you have to wash your hands in the morning. But that's provided, Vusha Yashin Shnas Keva Al Mitase. That's if that you must have slept a Shnas Keva. What is a Shnas Keva? That's a big discussion. I believe we're going to have a Bir Halacha later. It ranges anywhere between 3 minutes, 30 minutes, 3 hours. Rabbi Yeager, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, says, I believe, 30 minutes. So, but we'll see. Umishum d'stam yadayim askani yisim v'adin nagamakam atunav. Stam, your hands are busy, and you've definitely touched a dirty spot. But what if I just dozed off? According to the Rush, then your din is like you didn't sleep at all. Because your hands are not busy. Now, why is the Mishneh Berurah only discussing the Rush? What about the Rashba? In the Rashba, I'm also not a Bari Chadasha. Why is the Mishneh Berurah only discussing the Rush? The answer is simple. Because we're going to see in the Rashba, even if I'm up the whole night, we still apply the rule of Beria Chadasha because of Loiplug. But the reason why, if you're up the whole night, you wouldn't wash in the morning is because you don't have the Svar of the Rosh Yadayim Askani Yisim. But if you sleep for 30 minutes, or a Shenas Keva, you do have Yadayim Askani Yisim. Now look in the Bir Halacha Kol HaLaila. The Mishneh Berurah is talking about a case where a guy went to sleep and then he woke up in the morning, but he slept a short amount of time. So the Be'er Halacha says, "Vim haya yashin betchilas halayla, v'kam natal yadav kedei lahava ruach ra." Ah, now the shaila is like this: the guy slept an hour in the beginning of the night, and when he got up, he washed his hands, so he took care of the rush. So now in the morning, does he have to wash again? And he washed for Nagel Vasser when he woke up in the beginning of the night. Says Be'er Halacha, nearly de la harajba. According to the Rashi, you're going to have to wash again because you're a Bari Chadasha. You can't say, I became a Bari Chadasha 1 a.m. Imagine a guy, he went to sleep from 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. So he wakes up 1 a.m., he washes his hands because he had Yadayim Askani Yasim. According to the Rashi, he'd be able to wash his hands then. He would be required to wash his hands then. And to remove the Ruach Ra, he needed to wash his hands. But at 6 a.m., he's going to have to wash his hands again. Because Beri Chadosh, no, what do you mean? I already became a Beri Chadosh at 1 a.m. Nah, 1 a.m., the Be'er Halacha says, you don't become a Beri Chadosh. Why? Dechsev, Chadoshim la bekarim, Rabba emunasecha. You become a new creation in the morning. The only thing is, Verak, but I can't make a bracha because I don't have Yadayim Askani Yosem because I already washed my hands when I woke up earlier. So Verak Kedei Lot says Das HaRosh, to be Yotze the opinion of the Rosh, till Didei Ein Sarch Shuv Levarach Babayker. According to Rosh, I don't have to make a bracha in the morning. Gambaze Yasset Tzrach of Kodem Atfila. So we'll recommend, go to the bathroom. V'yishchai of Lital, you'd have to wash Levarach Lekuleyama, make a bracha according to everyone. Okay, let's see further in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkatan Chavches. So one suffix is for tefillah if I'm up all night, and that's because you don't have the rush. And one suffix is for negovaser. Dahainu. Lit tefillah. Regarding tefillah, yesh suffix imatam shal netilas yadayim shachris kaharaj bala'el. You ready for this? According to the suffix by tefillah is we had a suffix whether the reason for Natil Siyadayim is like the Rajbar earlier in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph. And accordingly, v'im kain, afagav da hashalina sabari chadosha. So according to the Rajbar, if I'm up all night, I didn't become a bari chadosha. No! Loi plug rabbanon v'tzarch netila. The rabbis would say, okay, you didn't become a bari chadosha, but every other day you became a Beri Chadasha, and normally in the morning people become a Beri Chadasha, so we're not going to take into account your particular circumstance. We'll say, Loi Plug. Or, Oy Shema Iker Hatam Ka Rush. Or maybe the main reason is like the rush. Uvenear, and when you remained awake, V'loi Naga B'maka Matunov, and you didn't touch yourself, Ein Tzarich Netila, I don't need Netila. Now, I always wondered, why do we only apply Loi Plug in the Rajba and not in the Rush? I mean, why is it, if the reason for Netilas Yadayim is because in the morning you become a new creation when you wake up, so even if I didn't go to sleep, I didn't become a new creation, still Loi Plug. And in the Rush, where the reason is because I usually touch myself in the night, so we should say Loi Plug. We don't say Loi Plug. We say you didn't go to sleep, so you don't have to wash. What difference? Why don't we say Loi Plug? Normally people go to sleep and they touch themselves and their hands are dirty. It seems like that in the rush, it's a very practical concern. The concern is you wash your hands because you touch yourself. You don't touch yourself. You sleep in gloves. Then you don't have to wash. In the Raja, it's more conceptual. In the morning, you become a new creation. Why? Because you go to sleep. But this guy didn't go to sleep. Yeah, but doesn't matter because in the morning you become a new creation. Lamaisa, I believe, and I think the Be'er Halacha quotes this, that the Beis Yosef says another reason why in the Rajah we apply Loi Plug is because even though I'm not a new creation, but the Bria in general has been recreated in the morning, Hashem is Mechadesh V'tuvah B'chol Yom Tamid, that's another dimension to why we say Loi Plug in the Rashba. Now let's talk about Negel Vasser. What about Negel Vasser? Why if I'm up all night, is there a suffix if I have to wash Negel Vasser? Why? The Rucha Yisra may come even if I don't go to sleep. Yeah, that's right. Ulahava Ruach Ra, Yesh Gam came suffix. To remove the bad spirit, there's also a suffix. Im ba'alma shena garma ruach ra. In general, does sleep cause a ruach ra? Vim kain, and accordingly, afilu yashin bayoim, even if someone sleeps during the day, shayra ruach ra, v'tzarech litol yadav, you have to wash your hands. And then v'ner b'layla, and then accordingly, if I'm up at night, ain't tzach lito yadav. Meaning is sheina the goyrem, and if sheina is the goyrem, if I sleep during the day, I have to wash. If I don't sleep at night, I don't have to wash. Oya layla goyrem rachra, is the night goyrem rachra, vim ken yadin behepach. Then it would be, if I'm up all night, I have to wash. If I sleep during the day, I don't have to wash. So l'maisa, we're mesupik. So therefore, l'maisa, if somebody sleeps during the day, they should wash negavas. But again, it's really most important if you sleep during the day, sheinas keva, half hour. Somebody takes a nap for 3 minutes, so then, you know, you got somewhat of a svek sveka. First of all, maybe the night causes, and even the day, maybe, and even sleep, but that's only sleep that's 30 minutes or more. But if you sleep 30 minutes, you definitely should wash. Even if you sleep 3 minutes, you might as well. You know, it doesn't cost you any money. In most countries, water is free. Okay. Now, v'yitleim, you should wash negavasa rotzolomer shalosh pamim machmas safik, 3 times. V'chein b'shnei asif from shachazah. This applies in the 2 sifim after this, namely when we say you should wash misafik, you should wash 3 times, because for tefillah you don't have to wash 3 times, but to remove the rachra you should wash 3 times. Now without a bracha. So accordingly, somebody's up all night shavuos night. It seems like the Rama is paskening that l'maisa, wash your hands in the morning without a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Now this is very interesting. Remember who paskin like the Rush? Remember the Bir Halacha last week? Even though the Bir Halacha seems to say the Ikra is like the Rajba, but the Gra is a very big fan of the Rush. And that's why the Gra would say when you wash your hands, according to the Rush, the whole reason to wash your hands is your hands are busy and they're going to touch something and they're not clean for tefillah. That's why the Rush, the Gra would argue, you have to make a bracha for Mincha and for Marav as well. So the Gra, who paskins like the Rush, would say, actually look at this, Yesh me'achrim shecholkim ha'achras harama b'zev v'soivim d'tzarech levarech. No, not like what I said. Some achorim argue on the Rama, and they say if you're up all night, you got to make a bracha. V'yesh maskimim imay. The Gra agrees to that. Now, I don't know why the Gra would agree to that, because the Gra is a big fan of the Rush. And according to the Rush, L'chayr, you would not have to make a bracha. But these achrenim say you should have to make a bracha. Why would that be? Is it because we say loy plug even in the Rush? But apparently many achrenim argue on the Rama. They hold you make a bracha even if you're up all night. V'chol zeh b'loy asot tzrachav. This is all if you don't go to the bathroom of him. Asot tzrachav kanzi. If you go to the bathroom before davening, haskamas achroinim, the consensus of the achroinim, the bezet tzrach lito yadav v'levarech, according to everyone, you have to wash your hands and make a bracha. And that's the recommended practice. Shavuos morning, before davening, you go to the bathroom. This way, basai according to the Rajba, and according to the Rosh, you're able to wash your hands, and then, therefore, make a bracha. V'chein nachain lasois l'chatchila, b'mi sheneir kol ha'layla. And this is correct to do l'chadchila for someone who wakes is up all night. Kegoyin b'leil shvuas, yaset srachav. You go to the bathroom, take care of your needs. Gedoy l'mayato mayim v'yishavshef or ketanim shazu kuleyama yischarev levarich al net levarich v'yivarich al netilas yodayim v'asher yatzar. You make it al netilas yodayim and asher yatzar. Now, let's see one more Bir Halacha. You with me? Rabbi Yeager is going to look up why the Achroinim say that you should wash with a bracha, even lefi the Shita of the Rosh. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Lamed. Yesh me achroinim shacholkin al the Bir Halacha. V'yidleim b'loy bracha. I am Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Lamed, b'shem haskamas achroinim. What's the reason why the Eitzah is you should go to the bathroom? V'taimam hu mishum de la rosh hatam shetzal v'ach shachrius mishum shiad v'enem nekiyas. According to the rush, the reason you have to wash your hands is because your hands are not clean. Ay v'av shel tefilas mincha kaimelam b'simen zayin sif aleph de insarch levarech. Even though lemaisa we paskin that for mincha you do not have to make a bracha. Even when your hands are lemaisa dirty. In other words, let's say somebody goes to the bathroom for gedolim and then they daven mincha. We paskin you don't have to make a bracha on the tefillah daven for mincha. Nevertheless, in the morning, the rabbis were masakin. They have to wash your hands and you have to make a bracha. Imkain, imasa tzrachav. Therefore, if you did go to the bathroom, aynagav makam atunaf, tzrach lita laharash. Degam laharashba, even according to the Rajba, tam tilzidam shem denas very chadasha, tzrach levarach af b'neyar. Number one, like plug, like we said in the Mishnah Brura. And number two, va'oid, de al chidush ha'oilam, tzrach levarach af shaloi ne'ena. You need to make a bracha on the renewal of the world, even though you personally were not renewed. K'may shekas of Rajba, b'tshuva simen kuvtzadi aleph. So that's all, folks. So this is a relevant upcoming halacha. Many people stay up all night, Shavuos night. If you're gonna stay up all night, in the morning you wash your hands three times. That will cover negel vaser, that you have to wash misafek, and will also cover the shita, the Rajba, that you have to wash altzbar yechadasha. But if you don't go to the bathroom, you don't make on the tilsi daim. Recommended to yes, go to the bathroom, and then you can make a bracha l'kuleyama. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a great one. What's today? Today's Thursday. So we'll see everybody, Bez Hashem, Monday, and Daf Yud of Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.